I was driving through the country and I was looking for the house, like my house where I used to live with my ex. And not like an actual house. This is like in the dream. This is my house.
I'm gonna record this.
So it's kind of like a country manor or whatever. So I'm driving through the country and a storm kicks up and it's raining harder and harder and harder until I can't see or do anything, and I have to stop driving and pull over to the side of the road. And when I get out of the car, you're there and you don't have a body. Like, you can affect things in the physical world.
Yeah.
You're like a very strong ghost, like a shimmering in the air. And you make yourself into like a lens or like an arch above me to keep me dry out of the rain. And you show me how to get to the house. So we get to the house, and it's all empty. Like, there's some dilapidated furniture there, and the greenhouse that we had is all like broken windows and empty. You know, there's like not rotted fruit because it's too long ago to be rotted. It's just like this dry, like, you know, like occasionally a desiccated plant limb or whatever, but it's like everything is gone. It's been gone for a long time. And I'm just walking around the house, and you say that you want to write a letter to your ex. So I find you a desk and some paper and a pen, and I lay it out for you, but because you don't have your body, you can't touch the paper or the pen. You just kind of shuffle the pages around and knock them on the floor and move the pen around and knock it on the floor, like rolling off the desk, but you can't actually write it. So you want me to write it for you. So you say, you whisper in my ear what I should write, and I write down the letter. And then when we're done, I take the letter and we go back to my car, and the rain has kind of let up now, and now it's just really foggy. It's like purple dawn, and I'm gonna go and drive and take this letter to your ex, and then I wake up.